Hello, and welcome to the Anyone Can Change podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. For the first 20 years of my adult life, I lived a life that I thought I should live. I married the man, we had the kids, I had the career, we had all the things. However, most of the time, I felt sad, unfulfilled, and lost. At 28, I was diagnosed with depression and panic disorder, and as it turns out, this was one of the greatest gifts of my life, because that was the time I first fell in love and became obsessed with human behaviour. Why do we do the things we do, and how can we change it? This podcast is going to be a place where I share everything from my years of study and experience with my hundreds of clients and thousands of hours to serve you, to give you what you need so that you can create the change that you have long been desiring. So join me on this journey, mind, body, and spirit, so that you can change too. Hello, 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 and welcome to podcast number 5. Now, today I'm talking about something that I really did toss up whether it would be better suited for podcast number 1, because in my opinion, it's ground zero. Ground zero for creating the best version of yourself, for being the superhero version of yourself. Having all your superpowers being used for good and not evil, and having the ability to really create and manifest huge miracles in your life. And the subject that we're talking about today is responsibility. Now, I remember as a kid this word, responsibility, right? And I was like, ugh, because I thought responsibility meant the chores. Responsibility meant doing work that, you know, doing your homework, doing work that you didn't want to do. You know, it was this real drag of a thing. And look, over my time training as a coach and working with hundreds of clients, I realized what a beautiful thing responsibility is. The reason it is so incredibly beautiful is because it gives us the ability to take control in our own life, to step up to be the driver in our own life. And look, ultimately, that's what we're all here for, right? I don't know about you, but my absolute outcome is to be the best version of myself, to experience the best experience I can within this human being called Emma Dunwoody. And look, we must start with responsibility to achieve that lofty goal, right? So what does taking responsibility mean exactly? Well, the best way to put it is that when we're responsible for our life and we're taking responsibility, life is happening for us, not to us. You know, a great example for me is that I look back at age 28 and being diagnosed with depression and panic disorder. And I now look at that time as such a great gift. Such a great gift. Because I wouldn't be sitting here now. I wouldn't have worked with the incredible clients I've worked with up until this date, or the absolutely incredible clients that I'm going to continue to work with. And I mean, who knows what amazing things are going to come from this. And it's all because I'm choosing to see that life is happening for me, not to me. Responsibility is about thinking as an adult, okay? Often there will be patterns, there will be blocks and beliefs that keep us as our child self, as our younger self. And this is when we're not taking responsibility. We're also taking responsibility when we're really conscious of how we are reacting and responding to life. If we're really unconscious and we're not taking responsibility, you know, we will be the road rage person. We will be the person who road rages at the road rage person that pulled in front of us. And it's because we're not taking responsibility for you know, so how life is affecting us and how we're responding to the experiences in our life. The number one thing about responsibility is it means we're in the driver's seat. And let's be honest, as I said, don't we all want that? I know I do. It's definitely my highest goal is to master the supercomputer between my ears, to connect to the heart in my chest, to learn the guidance system in my gut and have all of them work so beautifully together. So why is responsibility so important? Well, look, we can't change anything that we can't influence, but we can change everything through our perception and taking responsibility for that. To experience the goals, wants, and desires that we have, we want to see the world as opportunities, not problems. We want to understand that the way we feel, our thoughts, our actions, well, they're up to us. They're within our control. And we need to really, really stop giving our power away to others, to those people that we are blaming, that we are telling stories about. You know, it's these stories that we continually tell ourselves in our heads, you know, like on repeat. When we're taking responsibility, we're going to step out of that story and truth test it. Is it true? Did that really happen? What's the purpose of me telling that story? We're going to truth test it. Because as long as we are blaming, criticizing, telling stories, gossiping, we're giving away our power because we're telling everyone how life is happening to us and how it's out of our control. I'd love to share a personal experience and just duck back to the depression and panic disorder. If you were here sitting with me, I'd ask permission for that. I'm going to assume permission to share a personal story, so thanks. It was the moment that I chose to take responsibility for my own mindset, for my own, the way I felt in regards to depression and panic disorder, that things really started to shift for me. Now, I understand that this is my journey and everybody's journey is different. However, the moment that the doctor diagnosed me and told me that this was the way it was going to be for my life, although I'd manage it better than I am now, he was driving the bus. I was taking no responsibility. The moment I decided, well, that's just not an option for me. I have to find a way to heal myself. Then I got into the driver's seat. When I was diagnosed, I'd been experiencing depression and panic disorder for years. And I was resigned to the fact that there was something broken in me that needed fixing. And I would constantly go external of me for answers. But it was once I took responsibility and I knew that it was in my own hands to change the way I was experiencing life that the shift actually happened. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't necessarily easy. And I had to turn up every day to meditate and to do gratitude. I had to do things that I had beforehand seemed really challenging. Like I didn't read books. I didn't read the first book I read cover to cover, I did on my 31st birthday. That's it. Because before that, you know, I was diagnosed as dyslexic. Whoop, there you go. Another opportunity where my power was taken away from me. I decided I was stupid and I couldn't read. Well, that's total bullshit. The moment I decided to get into my power, everything changed. Now I've read thousands of books. Turns out I'm actually on the genius scale. Ha! Isn't that hilarious? But the thing that I want you to hear is that I wasted 28 years, 30, or not even, by the time I was 31, like how many years had I wasted not reading books, something that I adore doing now? But what I hadn't done was taken responsibility of how that works best for me. Now, honestly, how have I taken responsibility? Well, I turn up and do my meditation every day, even when I don't want to. You know, like I don't want to hear from my clients, oh, well, I haven't been doing it this week. Because they know when they say that, I'll be like, well, are you surprised that this is the experience you've had? We have to take responsibility for who we are being, because how are you ever going to become the best version of you if you're being and only taking responsibility for the shitty version or the average version or the above average version? Responsibility is the thing that will make the difference. How? Good question. How do we learn? How do we know we're taking responsibility, or how do we know we're not taking responsibility? Well, the way we know is this beautiful model called below and above the line thinking. So if you've got a piece of paper and a pen, which I always highly recommend, in fact, I should probably put that at the beginning of all the podcasts, you draw a line in the middle of that paper. Above the line, well, that's your adult self. That's your evolved self. That's your conscious self. That's the person who life is happening for you. Whenever something crappy happens, you're like, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I grow? You know, the person that you're being above the line is the one that perhaps just sits quietly when those around you are gossiping or judging or criticizing. The person above the line is the one that goes, you know what, these people really aren't serving me. I need to create boundaries. This isn't right for me. The person that's above the line knows that if they're in a career that's not, or a job that's not serving them, then it's their responsibility to do something about it. Now, the person below the line, and God, I spent way too much time down there, that person lives in a lot of pain. I was explaining to a friend of mine just this afternoon who had a very sad thing happen to a friend of a friend where someone had taken their own life. And it was an awful situation. And this person, you know, she talked about this person having depression and she was trying to reason with me. And I said, look, you don't understand unless you've been there. You can't reason because the pain is so palpable. And yes, these people are very self-centered and it's selfish and all of those things. These are things I used to spout before I walked in those shoes. But until you know the pain of constantly in your own head, judging, criticizing, blaming, fearing, all of these things all focused on yourself, you can't reason. And I lived there. And the thing is the moment I chose to take responsibility for myself, I started to heal. What did I do? Well, instead of sitting in a place of fearing that I couldn't do it, fearing that I would fail, fearing that I wasn't good enough, fearing that this was going to be what my life was like for the rest of my life, I literally used to think if I just stay small enough, quiet enough, hidden enough, maybe I could go through the day without feeling this pain. Maybe it will go away. And it never did. The smaller I got, the more it hurt. So I very slowly, brick by brick, put myself back together. I moved myself from below the line where I was constantly judging and criticizing myself, constantly unresourcefully coaching the bits that I missed, the things I got wrong. No wonder you feel this way, Emma, because you dot, dot, dot. Instead, I chose to meditate and learn to let go. In fact, just not engage with those thoughts. Instead, I chose to turn up every day and write gratitude in my journal. Instead, I chose to speak up and say, I can't live here anymore. I'm not happy. And surprise, surprise, my husband said, sure, no worries. Where do you want to move to? Because I took responsibility for finding my voice and saying what I really needed to say. So, thank you for letting me share my personal story. And I really trust that there's some of you out there that understand that journey and have been there. What I want you to do as an activity is I want you to pay attention over the next few days with all the conversations that you have. And I want you to see, are the people you're speaking to above the line or below the line? Are you above the line or below the line? And if you're below the line, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stay there in a place of disempowerment where everything's happening, life's happening to you? Or are you going to just pull yourself up with all your might above the line and start brick by brick choosing to be above the line, choosing to take responsibility and doing the things that you know will make your life better? There's a really cool movie And I'm going to end with this. There's a really cool movie that we rewatched recently. If you want to know the difference between Below the Line, Above the Line, and Really Simple, go watch Yes Man with Jim Carrey. This guy, he's just like, he says no to everything. His life is miserable. And he meets this guy who's gone to see some guru like Tony Robbins. And he's like, I'm a yes man. And he becomes this yes man. But what's really happening is he's going from below to above, from no responsibility to responsibility. And his entire life changes. And I got to tell you, it's a total truth bomb. So go get it. I want to say a super, super huge thank you for everyone joining today. It's been super fun. I've loved it. And I look forward to having you along on my next podcast. Finally, I just want to mention, I know I touched on suicide and it's a super serious subject. So I just want to make sure that for any of you out there, if you're feeling anything like that, please get in contact with Lifeline. I will put the details in the show notes. And in America, I believe it's the Suicide Prevention Line, Lifeline. So we'll put them in the notes too. I do remember a story that Tony Robbins tells all the time about how he is devastated that although he never knew Robin Williams, he strongly believes that he could have helped him and prevented his suicide. Please hear me that there is hope and there is help. So please reach out. We'll leave all the details in the notes for you. Hey everyone, I want to say a huge thank you for joining me today. I have had so much fun hanging with you lot. Can I ask that you share this podcast with friends and family and colleagues? Because it'd be super cool if we could share this work with the world, you know, so we can really make a difference, not only to our lives, but the lives of others. So thank you. And you know what? If you want bonus points, it'd be super cool if you leave reviews. I would appreciate it. Thanks again. I've loved having you. I'm so looking forward to the next one. And please remember, anyone can change.